to access our services at KCN. And I think something came out that's quite important from that discussion is that there needs to be a better mechanism for a sort of handover between health professionals and social services to KCN, because the experiences of the people at this table were very varied, and we felt that if that wasn't right, then you know the rest just didn't happen. So that's something that came out of discussion that I think is worth noting. In terms of the priorities, we have come up with five, although it was really, really difficult to pin these down. But the top one, after a voting system, was training or information to help you in your caring role. That was thought to be the main priority for everybody at this table. And very close to that was access to independent advice and information on a range of subjects. So again, it's getting back to that. If you don't link in early and you don't get the right advice, then, as I said, nothing sort of follows on, and you're sort of, you know, you're sort of floating around in the dark, being pushed from pillar to post. So those were the definite two top priorities. And the next three was having more time for yourself, taking a break, and adequate support for the person you care for. We did have a bit of discussion around the word adequate. We didn't feel that adequate was quite the right word. That sort of implied that it was kind of just so. Yeah. And also somebody mentioned about activities with the cared for as well, perhaps like some more activities they can do together or learning together. And finally, it was services that help your health and well-being, as again we noted that carers tend to forget about themselves. That was the fifth one. There was then some sort of middle ground, which is around employment and sort of financial security, but they weren't thought to be quite such a priority as the five that we've come up with.